Sir, I'm going to start rolling tape, and just so we have it on tape, now your first and last name, sir, and position with UCLA.
Zev Yaroslavsky, Director of the Los Angeles Initiative at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs.
And, Professor, what can you tell me about this this study? Well, what did you find?
Well, this is the third annual L.A. County Quality of Life survey that we do at UCLA Luskin, and the survey showed an increasing anxiety level and stress level among younger people, especially as it relates to cost of living and particularly as it relates to the cost of housing. Excuse me, sorry. The housing-related concerns were the most compelling findings that we had in the survey this year. Respondents, when they were asked whether they or a member of their family had considered moving out of their neighborhood because of the high cost of housing, 55% said yes to that question, and that's an 8% increase over just last year. And among younger people, that number soars. 68% of people between 18 and 29 years of age and 73% of people between 30 and 39 considered moving out of their neighborhood because of the cost of housing. So this is a compelling issue, continues to be a compelling issue. Fewer and fewer residents are living in housing that they can afford. They're doubling up and tripling up. The cost of housing is going up. Rental housing is going up. The rent stabilization laws are simply not doing enough to protect or stabilize the cost of living for renters. And so this is the single most negative factor in people's lives in Los Angeles. It's the cost of housing and the incredible increase in the cost of living, which is driven by the cost of housing.
And these people, they obviously work in the L.A. area. If they can't afford to live near work, where do they go?
Well, those who want to live near work, or depending on where they work, they'll try to double up, share their apartments with somebody, or spend a disproportionately high percentage of their income on housing, or they'll go to where there's less expensive housing into areas farther away from where they work, into the suburbs or even the exurbs. And that drives a lack of satisfaction on their part, too, because that means their commutes to work are longer and the cost of gasoline goes up because they have to travel longer to work. So it's kind of a perfect storm. The real estate speculation and the increase in property values and the increase in rents have really put a lot of pressure on people, particularly younger people who haven't managed to get their roots into the housing market yet. And then what that causes is more exasperation because they have to move farther away from where they work. That costs money. It takes time. This survey that we do is a rating of the quality of life, how people rate their own quality of life in the county of Los Angeles. And last 2 years, the people rated on a scale of 10 to 100, they rated their quality of life at a figure of 59. It dropped to 56 this year. Traffic is worse. Cost of living is higher. Educational system is not getting any better. So those are the three lowest categories that we had: cost of living, transportation, and education. But housing and cost of living is the number one by far.
Yeah, and the index went down, I understand, from 59 to 56, and that was significant.
Yes, it's somewhat significant. Those aren't percentages. Those are actually points on a scale of 10 to 100. And what we ask people to do is not just tell us how they feel about traffic or housing, health care. We ask them, what's more important to you, housing or traffic or health care? So what we end up is with a result that reflects not only their views of each of the categories, but in relative importance to the other categories. There are 9 different categories that we rate in. So it's a complicated system, but the bottom line is that when you go from 59 to 56, that is not an insignificant drop, and it's the first drop we've had in the 3 years we've been doing the survey.
Is there anything that can be done to fix this, to make people have a better quality of life in L.A.? What can be done?
Well, the housing issue is the most important, most compelling part of what's driving the rating down, although all the categories went down slightly. And the overall rating while it's meaningful, it's 1 year, so we'll see what it is next year. We can compare it to what it was last year. But housing is the key issue here, and we're not going to build our way out of the housing crisis anytime soon. There are a lot of strategies that are being talked about in Sacramento and locally to try to strengthen the rent stabilization laws in cities that have them, to create rent stabilization laws in cities that don't have them, modifying or repealing the Costa-Hawkins law, which is a state law that makes it virtually impossible for cities to impose meaningful rent stabilization laws. So that's one aspect of it. The other thing is we have to build more affordable housing, not more market rate housing, but more affordable housing. And that means inclusionary housing. That means when you give somebody the right to build an apartment building, you increase their zoning. You've got to, in exchange for that, get affordable housing built into those projects. We need to increase the supply of affordable housing. That's our major crisis, is an affordable housing crisis. The single biggest demographic that is getting killed on the housing are the people who are making less than $60,000 a year, and that's close to 45% of the people who live in the households who exist in L.A. County. And about half of those are making $30,000 a year or less. So think about it. Anybody within the sound of my voice can do the math. If you were making $30,000 a year as a household, how much rent could you afford? I mean, there are people who are upper middle income people who are paying more than $30,000 a year just on rent. So the quality of housing and the less affordable the housing, the less the quality is, and the more people are being forced to live in conditions that are not optimal.
What is the long-term, if nothing gets fixed or it doesn't get fixed appropriately, what are the long-term consequences to the county as a whole?
Well, the thing about this survey this year and the observation we made was Los Angeles has always been a place where young people could dream big. And whatever the hardships were and whatever the barriers were to getting ahead, they were worth it because you thought there was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. This is really the place of possibilities, and politicians like me used to always talk about, you can make your dreams come true in Los Angeles. What this survey is showing is a decline in that optimism, higher anxiety level among young people. They are the ones that are being stressed out by the cost of housing. They are the ones that are being stressed out by the transportation system. They are the ones that are having trouble finding jobs, and especially the people who are in the 18 to 29 year old category, who also happen to be among the lowest income earners. We have a lot of people who are young in this county who are making substandard wages, and so that's the perfect storm. And when you look at this survey, what leaps out at you is young people don't have the optimism that they once had. And the long-term implications are not good. It's troubling. I don't think it's something we should consider will be a permanent feature over time. But we're in a pretty good economy right now, and still people are rating their quality of life, especially in economic terms, a little lower than they did a year or two ago. That's not a good trend.
No, it's not at all. Not at all. Supervisor, that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else? I think you've wrapped it up. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, you've got plenty to edit.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Don. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.